Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Officials with the City of Rock Island and the Rock Island Arsenal have signed a new intergovernmental agreement that expands city services on the island. The 10-year, $40 million deal signed Wednesday shifts key responsibilities, including road maintenance, groundwork, and snow removal from outside contractors to city crews. Leaders say the agreement is designed to maintain service levels while improving efficiency and strengthening collaboration between the Arsenal and the City of Rock Island. Democratic candidates for Iowa's open U.S. Senate seat attended a forum in Des Moines last night. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports they each answered questions on issues such as campaign finance, health care, and water quality.
State Senator Zach Walls and State Representative Josh Turk appeared at the event in Des Moines hosted by End Citizens United Action Fund and Progress Iowa. Turk and Walls appeared on stage at separate times. Turk says he'd like to make sure there is more federal enforcement of clean water standards in Iowa and support for farmers.
We need far more incentives to our farmers to prevent them putting down fertilizer in the fall and in the winter. We need to make sure that we have more incentives to the farmers and regulations in place for cover cropping, for land barriers like states like Minnesota have done.
The Democratic primary is on June 2nd. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The state of Iowa is suing the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. Republican Attorney General Brenna Byrd announced the lawsuit Wednesday that accuses Meta of breaking Iowa's consumer protection laws by making sexually explicit content readily available to minors. It also claims Instagram has misrepresented its platform as safe for children and teenagers. The lawsuit comes weeks after jury verdicts in California and New Mexico required Meta to pay nearly $400 million for incorporating features designed to cause children to become addicted to its services. A Bolivian immigrant living in eastern Iowa has been re-detained by ICE officials. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports he could be deported to the Democratic Republic of Congo under a new deal with the U.S.
The immigrants' rights group Escucha Mi Voz says Jose Ugar Cruz is back in ICE custody after he was released from the Muscatine County Jail in January. A federal judge ruled he had been unlawfully detained by ICE for 18 months. The circumstances around his recent arrest are not clear. Ugar Cruz appeared with a translator on IPR's Talk of Iowa in February to share his experiences in ICE detention.
I had no contact with my family because there was no international calls that we could make. My mom had cancer during that time, and she passed away while I was detained. So it was really painful. It was really challenging.
Escucha Mi Voz organizers say if Ugar Cruz is deported to the DRC, he would be at significant risk of being persecuted, tortured, or killed. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Illinois Republicans are hoping to combat rising gas prices by pausing a state sales tax on fuel. Since 2019, Illinois has been increasing its taxes on motor fuel. The gas tax currently sits at nearly 50 cents per gallon of regular gasoline. A bill proposed in Springfield would put a six-month pause on the sales tax that comes on top of that. Here's the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Ryan Spain of Peoria.
Pausing that sales tax on gasoline would immediately reduce the price of gas at current levels by 20 cents.
Gas prices across the country continue rising in the U.S. as the war with Iran spills into a second month. The Iowa Senate has passed a bill with bipartisan support aimed at overhauling Iowa's property tax system. The legislation would cap city and county revenue growth between 2 and 5% based on inflation. It would replace Iowa's rollback system with a 50% homestead tax exemption, and that exemption would grow for seniors as they advance in age. Republican Senator Dan Dawson of Council Bluffs says Iowa's property taxes will remain among the highest in the country until drastic change occurs. He says passing the bill sets the stage for finding an agreement with the Iowa House and the governor.
Bandage approaches and simple approaches are not going to work. That's what we've tried in the past, and we've got to rebuild the darn system. And it all starts with dealing with the rollback and dealing with the revenue limitation. If we can achieve those things, everything else can come into place in a negotiation.
The bill approved on Wednesday would also tie the gas tax to inflation using automatic tax increases to boost funding for road construction. Meanwhile, gas prices continue rising across the U.S. as the war with Iran continues. That includes prices at the pump in the Quad Cities. AAA reports the average cost for a gallon of regular on the Illinois side is at $4.22 per gallon this morning. That's up 20 cents from last week and nearly a dollar higher than a month ago. On the Iowa side of the Quad Cities, gas prices are averaging $3.60 per gallon, which is 23 cents more than last week and 42 cents higher than a month ago. This is WVIK News.